This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 3 for Wednesday, August 2nd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mostly lower on Wednesday morning despite positive sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago's oil is mixed, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are higher. Crude oil is also up due to a large draw from United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar is down 1/4 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The November canola contract is down $2.80 per ton at $776.30. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are continuing with their overall weakness, shown on Tuesday. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 441.48 million bushels of the U.S. corn were used for ethanol in June, 2.5 million higher than in May, but 2.7 million less than in June 2022. U.S. corn for ethanol use has totaled 4.277 billion bushels for the 2022-23 marketing year, or 82% of the USDA's target after 10 months. Bar Chart raised its corn yield estimate by 0.4 bushels per acre to 178.4, raising corn production by 33 million bushels to 15.026 billion. The USDA's attaché in Buenos Aires increased projected 2023-24 Argentine corn plantings by 250,000 hectares, raising the production estimate to 55 million tons. Projected exports are down 500,000 tons to 40 million. The September corn contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.91. The USDA reported that the U.S. soybean crush totaled 174.53 million bushels in June, in line with expectations but below the average trade guess. The figure represented a near 15 million bushel decline from May and an increase of 470,000 from June 2022. Soy oil stocks were 2.203 billion pounds, down 1.83 million from May. A private firm raised projected 2023-24 Brazilian soybean production 5.8 million tons to 163.5 million. India's July edible oil imports were a record 1.76 million tons in July, while Ukraine's vegetable oil exports were up 7% in July to 549,400 tons. The September soybean contract is down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.72. The November soybean contract is down 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.24. Russia attacked the port of Izmail on the Danube River overnight, which is located very close to Ukraine's border with Romania. Sources say operations have been suspended at the port. Another strike was made on another Ukrainian port in Odessa. July grain exports from Ukraine were down 40% in July compared to June at 2.16 million tons. This year's wheat crop in Kazakhstan is forecast for 14.5 million tons, down 1.9 million from 2022, according to the country's grain union. Algeria has purchased between 700,000 and 800,000 tons of optional origin wheat. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.40. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 25 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.80. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.41. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 2nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.